Blog Talk Radio.
Warning program broadcasting live here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, the program that's been ordained of God using the unlimited reach of the internet to spread the message of Christ's soon return to judge the world. And the messages that I present on this program are messages that are designed to help you prepare for that eventuality. Are you prepared for Christ's return? Are you prepared to meet him in the clouds, in the air? And are you prepared to be raptured out of here? Have you been counted worthy to escape all these things? That's what this program is all about. And I'm trying to present messages that will produce an urgency in your spirit about these things, because this is a real event. It's going to happen soon, and when it does, I don't want you to be caught off guard. And so that's the purpose of the program. That's the purpose for the messages that I do, and this is a perfect segue into today's message, which is a message on examining yourselves to see whether or not you're in the faith. Now, I have to tell you all this. I accidentally deleted yesterday's message from the queue. And so I don't know. As far as I know, no one heard the message. There were no live listeners. No one heard it, could have heard it on the by download, because it was deleted almost immediately. Well, I actually was a couple hours later. But as of that point, no one had listened. So I apologize because there's some discrepancies here, and I don't want to get into that right now. Just suffice it to say that the numbers reflected on my listens and on the number of visitors to my page are indicative that somebody's been listening, but it's not showing up in the actual status numbers or the stats, the statistics for the program. So I don't know if something's wrong. I don't know what, but I just wanted to redo the message just in case something went awry. If you've heard this message already, please, don't disregard it, but forgive me for having to do it over again. But I just wanted to make sure the message got out to everyone. And so, again, today's message is on the subject of examining yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. The Apostle Paul wrote that to the Corinthian church. The verse of Scripture can be found in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. And again, it's examining yourselves. I don't believe that the Apostle Paul would have written that to the Corinthian church. I don't believe that God would have had him write that under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit if it weren't possible for you to lose your salvation and to be out of the faith. And so, but many people today are professing to know Christ, but their conduct indicates that they don't know him. So these people are truly convinced that they're going to heaven when they die, or they're going to be raptured out of here when Christ returns, one or the other. Well, I assure you that these people are in for a rude awakening, because, you don't get into heaven just by professing to know Christ. You actually have to believe him. You actually have to obey him and serve him. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, when he was talking about false prophets and everything. And then he goes on to say, many in that day will say to me, Lord, have we not cast out devils and in your name done many wonderful works? And he will say to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And then he also said in that same verse that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, but those who do the will of my Father. So, you know, you don't get into heaven just by saying, I accept Christ. But many actually believe that, you know. And so based on the fact that at some point in their life, they acknowledged that Jesus is the Son of God and said, Jesus, you're my Lord, they believe they're going to heaven based on that alone. And I assure you that the Bible does not teach that. And so anyway, that's the purpose of this message, to give you some guidance on this issue, because, again, many are convinced they're going to heaven. But, okay, so I would say to those who are convinced they're going to heaven, well, what is the litmus test that you use to determine whether or not you're going to heaven? You know, this isn't really nothing. Paul said, you know, examine yourselves to see whether or not you're in the faith. So if he wrote that, he wrote it for a reason. And that the reason is that it's very possible that you could not be in the faith and yet not realize it. So what is the litmus test that you use? And I personally, I'll just tell you, it's very simple. I would look at the fruit that I'm bearing if I were going to examine myself. If you were put under a microscope by God, you know, what would he see? What type of fruit are you bearing? Are you bearing fruit for Christ, or are you bearing fruit for the world, or fruit for the devil? And that's what it all boils down to. But I think the book of 2 Peter gives a lot of enlightenment on this. 2 Peter 1:10, excuse me, hold on just a second. Yeah, so here it is, 2 Peter 1, and I'll start at verse 5, and Peter says, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, into virtue knowledge, into knowledge temperance, into temperance patience, into patience godliness, into godliness brotherly kindness, into brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruit in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to say, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. In other words, he's backslidden. Wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. And for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So these are the things that we know for certain from the scriptures, that we need to be operating in our lives in order for verse 11 to become a reality for us. And that's, you know, you add to your faith. Your faith, you add virtue and knowledge and temperance and patience and godliness and brotherly kindness into brotherly kindness, charity. You know, the Bible says that if you love God, charity means love. So the Bible says in the book of 2 John, I'm sorry, the book of 1 John chapter 2, rather, hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 14, verse 15, he that loveth me keepeth my commandments. So I would say, if you wanted to sum it up in one word, are you walking in love? If you're walking in love, the Bible says you'll keep God's commandments. The Bible also says that love worketh no ill to his neighbor. So So, and out of love, which of course comes to us and through us through Jesus Christ, then out of that love you will bear the spiritual fruits that you should be bearing. You know, the Bible tells us that the fruits of righteousness come by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, when we accept him, comes to live in our hearts, and immediately, you know, if you made a decision to accept Christ and to serve him, this isn't just some, you know, coming down the aisle in a church service and just, you know, out of a guilty conscience and saying, okay, I accept Christ, and then walking out the door and living the same way you lived before you came in there, you know, before you came to the altar. And that's what many people are doing. But they think that, of course, you know, they've fallen for the teachings from the Johnny-come-lately Bible scholars on the subject of eternal security. And they believe that, you know, there's nothing they can do to lose their salvation. And so they think that they're saved and they think that they're going to heaven. But I just read for you what the Bible says on that subject. And you have to have these fruits in you, and they must be abounding in you. If you're not bearing fruit for the kingdom of God, then there's something wrong with your salvation experience. If you can live like you used to live with no compunction of conscience whatsoever, in other words, if you can live like you in sin and commit the same old sins you committed before you supposedly accepted Christ as your Savior, then there's something very wrong with your salvation experience. You know, when Jesus comes into your heart, there should be a difference immediately that you can tell. When I accepted Christ, I knew immediately there was a change that took place in my heart. I knew that something had happened, and I knew that the desires of my heart had been changed. I could no longer live as I lived prior to my accepting Christ. You know, before I accepted Christ, I smoked dope, and God had, you know, moved upon me to stop doing that. And when I stopped doing it, he delivered me from it. I used to curse before I was saved. And when I got saved, you know, I knew immediately, you know, that I could not curse anymore. You know, the Bible tells us the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, in that we're to put cursing away, that we're to put that out of our lives. So, you know, but I knew that intuitively. I knew that inside of myself before I even heard it from the scriptures. Why? Because Jesus had come into my heart, and he was trying to separate me from the world, from my old sinful habits. And so if that hasn't happened for you, if you can go on sinning like there's no tomorrow, and it doesn't bother you, you're not convicted by the Holy Spirit for your sins, you're not saved. I'll just put it out there. Believe it or not, you're not saved. You need to repent. That's all you need to do, and then you will be saved. You need to use this test that the Bible has given us to know whether or not you're saved. And I would say that according to the Bible, it boils down to the type of fruit you're bearing, whether it's the fruit for God or fruit for the devil. If you're bearing fruit for God, and you know when you're sinning that you've done wrong, and you're it may be a struggle. You know, no one's saying it won't be a struggle, but it's a struggle. But you know that inside of you, you know the difference between right and wrong. You know what you're doing is wrong, and that's why you're convicted, because the Holy Spirit is convicting you. The Holy Spirit is dealing with you about your sins. And if that is the case, then you're saved. If it's not, then you need to get saved, and just do that simply by repenting and accepting Christ as your Savior. And that's it. I can't believe where the time went. I hope this has helped you. I hope this message has been a blessing to you. And if it has, you can always follow me here on Blog Talk Radio. You can leave comments for me here and let me know what you think about the program. Okay, everyone. That's going to do it for the day, and I leave you with this reminder: pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Have a good day, everybody.